It's a little conversation about drinking, so I'm going to mention it, but it's not the Ikar Nekuda, just like it's not the Ikar Nekuda of Purim. But it's a part of Purim, so I want to use that part to bring out a point. This is a Gemara, you heard the Gemara, but we'll learn it together. Amar Rava, Kehelega Rava, caused a lot of beauty to come into the world. Rava brought a lot of Kedusha, a lot of beauty into the world. And there's a... Maybe other things also Rava brought into the world from misunderstandings, maybe. But Amar Rava. Rava said, I don't know if he understood, I don't know if he knew, maybe he knew, probably he knew, but I don't know if he knew what the consequences of this statement would have, but we're going to learn a little bit from the statement. Amar Rava. Rava said, Mechayev inish levesume bepuria adelo yada, bin ar haman levarach Mordechai. So he says that a person is obligated, in a simple translation, a person's obligated to levesume bepuria, to get intoxicated on Purim, until he doesn't know the difference between the curse of Haman is cursed, to the blessed Mordechai. And then the Gemara tells the story, Rabba of Rabbi Zeira of the Seudas Purim Bahadi Hadadi. So Rabba and Rabbi Zeira had a Seuda together. Ifsum, and they were Mishtaker B'yayin, Rashi says. Kom Rabba, Bishafte Rabbi Zeira. So simple translation, Rabba killed Rabbi Zeira. He got very drunk, he got very intoxicated, and he... I don't know why he killed him. I don't know what was going on at the Seuda, but something, I guess, was very exciting that he went too far, he killed him. Lamachra boy rachami. So the next day, it sounds like he was dead overnight. It was the corpse was laying in the house. Again, simple pshat. There's a lot of deep pshat in. But simple pshat, the next day he woke up and he said, whoa, there's a corpse in my house. So he davened for the corpse, and he brought him back to life. He revived him. Lashana, the next year, Amrlei, Nesimar, Venavit Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi, let's do another Suda. Amrlei, relax. Lo b'chol shayta v'shayta misrachish nisa. He said, I don't know if we could be, if I could rely on the same miracle that happened last year. So it's an interesting Gemara, because the Gemara says halacha, Rava says halacha, Machai v'nish l'besumei b'puri ad lo yada, says halacha, and then it tells a terrible consequence of that halacha. So you would think, a normal person would think, that the Gemara maybe has a machlokas. There's a machlokas between Rava said halacha, and then the Maisa with Rabba and Rabbi Zeira. Doesn't sound so accurate. Doesn't sound so accurate. Wearing a costume, a whole firm costume. It's good. People shouldn't recognize it. The story sounds to contradict Allah. The story says a tragic thing happened. A tragic thing occurred, Ad Kedei Kaf, that they didn't want to sit together in Suda the next year. That's a serious thing, a tragic thing. And the halacha is still there. So the halacha, and we paskin, like the halacha is brought down in all the poskim. So what's going on exactly? And it's worse. It's much worse, because if you're an intelligent, a little bit sophisticated, refined person, then you don't need Gemaras, but if you want Gemaras, they exist. The Gemaras talk about that intoxication leads to murder. Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about that. Gemara in Sota talks, famous Maimar Chazal, that if you see a Sota b'kalkula, if you see a Sota in her terrible state, then Yazir Atzmo Mina Yain. Now it's interesting, because I would have thought the Gemara should say, if you see a Sota b'kalkula, Yazir Atzmo Mina Nashim. That would make sense. I mean, stay away from that type of behavior. It doesn't say Yazir Atzmo Mina a party, it says Yatzir Atzmo Mina Yayin, meaning it's pashut to the Gemara that wine, alcohol leads to murder. It's pashut to the Gemara, to the statement of Chazal, that alcohol leads to a sota. So how is Rava saying, and that's from the Maisa, by the way, it's forget a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a Gemara Megillah, that wine led to murder. He got drunk and then he killed him. Okay, Shkayach, he did Tchiyas HaMeisim, but he also killed him. So what are we encouraging over here? How do you have such a halacha? How is this a Jewish halacha? How is this Jewish? And to just point out, what's a simple Jewish attitude? The Rambam in Hilchos Yontov. Kesh'adam ochel v'shoseh v'sameach v'regel. When a person has Simchas Yontov, the din of Simchas Yontov, lo yimashech b'yayin u'b'schok u'b'kalus rosh. Simchas Yontov is real simple, and it's not about drinking. It's not about having like a time of frivolity. V'yomar shekol mi sheyosef bazeh yarbe b'mitzvus. The person is going to say he'll have a lot of mitzvah simcha. He's going to drink on Pesach, drink on Purim. Not talking about Purim, we'll get to Purim with the Rambam, but drink on Pesach, drink on Sukkot, drink on Shavuos, and you'll be marve b'simchas mitzvah. You'll be doing mitzvah. You're doing great things. So the Rambam says, no, that's terrible. It's a terrible mistake. Shashichrus v'askok v'kalas rosh ain't a simcha. That's not simcha. You don't know what simcha is. Real simcha? You want to see real simcha? Simcha is beis ha-shoeva. There's real simcha in the world. But that's not real simcha. Ain't a simcha. Elaholos v'sichlos v'lo nitzdavinu elaholos v'asichlos. We were never commanded to have a time of frivolity. A time of just like making stupid jokes and guys acting stupid. There's no mitzvah. It's not a religion. Our religion doesn't condone such behaviors. Our religion, if you see such behaviors, you should have a kasha. This is, how is Hashem here? The Shekhinah is supposed to be here. Hashem wants to be here? A lot of guys in the room, I've spoken to privately, a lot of guys in the room have expressed to me they don't want to be there. So if the holy guys in the room don't want to be there, so Kol Shekhinah Hashem doesn't want to be there. A matzav of holulos, v'sichlos, people are acting... are acting not themselves, they're acting unintelligent, unsophisticated. Guys don't want to be there. So Kol Shekhinah the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to be there. That's what the Rambam's saying. We were commanded, says the Rambam, Ala simcha sheyesh ba'avodas yotzer hakol. Simcha that allows us to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kotz pasuk takas asher lo avadta sheshem lokecha b'simcha v'tuvega. Arei lo marata sheavoda b'simcha. The real worship of the Ribbono Shel Olam, real service of God, is b'simcha. Ve'i efsher lavod es Hashem. E efsher, impossible. Impossible to do avodas Hashem. Mitoch shichrus. In a drunken, impossible, says Rambam. Rambam quotes Gemara, he quotes Ma'amari Chazal. He's not making stuff up. He's passing, he's saying halacha. Halacha, impossible to worship Hashem. Mitoch shichrus. E efsher, impossible. So guys today, you know, fun guys want to have a good time. They say, oh, I hold possible. You can hold whatever you want. You're wrong. Impossible, the Rambam said. Impossible. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Simchas Yontov. In Hilchos Yontov, he talks about Simchas Yontov. Well, what did the Rambam do with the Gemara Megillah? It's the Gemara Megillah. Rava said Allah, and nobody seemed to argue. Unless you learned that Rava, Rabbi Zera was a machlokas, they argued in Rava, you could learn like that. Did the Rambam learn like that? So in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam said, "Ketzer chovas seudazu." What's the obligation of the mitzvah of seudas Purim? Shose yayin ad sheyishtaker. You drink till you get drunk. Major conflict. It's a conflict of our religious values. It's a conflict of what we believe is emes. It's a conflict of what we believe is refined. It's a conflict of what we believe is ratzon Hashem. It's a conflict of what we believe is simcha. It's a conflict of our whole identity. Our whole identity, you see, on when I was growing up, some of you grew up in the same country. I don't know how you grew up, but if you grew up similar to how I grew up, it's a Yaduah Dika thing. It's a known thing that it's dangerous to drive on Christmas, maybe also Thanksgiving, for sure St. Paddy's Day. It's dangerous to drive. There's drunk drivers on the road. Why? Because a Gayish Yontif means they're just getting drunk and having a party. That's a conflict to our identity. That's not our identity. We have content. We have a wealth of content. Our religion is deep. It's emes. It's real. It's beautiful. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. V'hivdilanu min ha'tohen. He separated us from those who don't know how to celebrate. The ones who don't know how to celebrate, so you get nervous to get on the roads during their celebrations because they don't know how to have a good time. They have to get intoxicated because they don't know what it means to have fun. So let's get drunk and we wouldn't have to think about what it means to have simcha. By us, we want to have simcha. Real simcha. But the Rambam Paskins, like the Gemara, Ketzer chov v'su d'zu, shose yayin ad sheyishtaker. You got to drink until you get drunk. So he adds in a word. And this word, you got to know where he got this word from. Very important word. Shose yayin ad sheyishtaker, v'yirdam, and you fall asleep. Where do you get that from? What Gemara said, you got to fall asleep. The Gemara said, "Lebesume b'puria adelo yada." He could have said adelo yada. He didn't say adelo yada. He said achi yishtakir and fall asleep. Where do you get that from? So this week, I want to mention, very important to mention. I think everybody spoke about it enough, but you can't speak about it enough. It's impossible to talk about it enough. this week, most of us, not all of us, but most of us, we had an amazing, enlightening, inspiring trip. And the whole thing was enlightening in many ways, eye-opening in many ways. Different parts of it opened up different parts of your mind, of your heart. But there's, I think, one part of it that not all of us were there at, not all of us had the experience. But maybe you heard from your friends, or if you were there, we could talk about it. There was one thing in particular on the trip that stood out for me, for sure, and maybe for other guys too. It was meeting this fellow, this Jew named Dudi. This Jew named Dudi from the kibbutz down south, from Kerem Shalom. The whole trip was amazing, beautiful. It was incredible, a tremendous guy after a safer. But the main, everybody's different. For me, the whole trip was this guy Dudi. Dudi, my sheer nose, I'm getting I don't know how tall he is, 5'10", full body cutout, hanging in my living room. He's my hero, this guy, Dudi. And I think Rav Nachi said a very good line, he said it very well. He said, how does a Jew just decide, wakes up in the morning, how does a Jew just decide to change the whole world? I'm talking Dudi doesn't excite me as much post-October 7th as he excites me pre-October 7th. The guy, as a chefza, as a neshama, what he is and what he believes in, that excites you. Post-October 7th, okay, so Kol Shekin. But pre-October 7th, this guy is my hero. As a guy wake up in the morning just to say, I'm going to do something different, I'm going to change the whole world. I believe the whole world needs Achdus. We all believe that, but what do? We do nothing. He said, I believe the whole world needs Achdus, and I'm going to go do something crazy. Go change the whole world. One small kibbutz at a time. The kibbutzim didn't want him. They saw this guy, they're like, God, this guy probably wants to change the world. Not for us. I'll go to find another kibbutz. So he got sent from one kibbutz, forgive me for saying it out loud, I maybe shouldn't say it out loud. He got sent from one kibbutz that got massacred. After another kibbutz that got massacred, sent them away to one kibbutz, to the final kibbutz that accepted him, Kerem Shalom, Kishmo Kenhu, a place of peace. That's what he was looking for. You know, we live, after I came back, I had this epiphany that we live less than 2 hours away from this guy. We live on a different planet than this guy. We don't live in the same universe as this guy. And not just because, but not just because in our universe, today's March 21st. In his universe, it's October 7th. In his universe, October 7th has been one long nightmare that's been going on for days and weeks and months. In our universe, October 8th, October 10th, we made it till Thanksgiving, we got to New Year's, we're holding by Purim. In his world, like somebody pointed out to me, I didn't see it myself, but if you noticed it yourself, on the bed in the Schindler house was a lulav. In his world, that's where he lives. October, on that day, it was Simchas Torah. The lulav was still on the bed. That's still in his world. That's still on the bed. By me, the Shalach Manas on the bed. Matanis Avyonim on the bed. There's a couple costumes on the bed. Maybe a bottle. We'll talk about that. But there's not a lulav on the bed. A lulav I don't have on my bed. By him, there's still a lulav on the bed. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something much bigger than that. He lives in a world, not just because it's still October 7th, but he lives in a world that's so far removed from our world. Because he lives in a world that's not restrained by the rules of our world. When we talk about him as a role model, I spoke to my shiur about him as a role model, and some people, honest people, expressed, he can't be a role model. Because he's too idealistic. It's not practical. Yeah, I also agree with his values. His values, Shkayach, Avda, Shalom, very nice. His values, Klal Yisrael, Shkayach, very nice. His values, Torah, very nice. Eretz Yisrael, very nice. But the way he does it, in his majestic way, in his supernatural way, it's too idealistic. It's not practice. It's not for me. I'm a practical guy. You know, I need to go to work in the morning. I need to go to college. I need to do this. That's very nice. Nice thing. But like, it's not for me. Because you live in a world with rules. He's not confined by your rules. In his world, on his planet, in his universe, there's no rules. It's an alternate reality. In our reality, we have these social norms and social customs I have to abide by. People need to be okay with what I do. A guy told me tonight, a beautiful guy. A guy told me, I asked him, you like yeshiva? He says, nah, for me, learning's not for me so much. You like the chevra? I like a little bit, some of the chevra, a couple of chevra. I said, you coming back next year? He said, for sure. I said, wait a second. You don't like so much the chevra. He likes some chevra. He's not so close with a lot of people. The learning, he doesn't connect with so much. He's not a big learner. Davening, yeah, I could daven at home. But for sure, I'm coming back. Why? Because everybody comes back. I said, you're not embarrassed to talk like that? He goes, why am I embarrassed? Why should I be embarrassed? Everybody comes back. Means he's confined by the social reality. He doesn't know how to make a decision. He doesn't know how to live a life. He doesn't know how to be great. He doesn't know how to be him. He knows everybody comes back, good things, not bad things, good things. Good things. How come you don't smoke? Because it's not a nice thing to smoke. Not a nice thing to smoke. All the mitzvahs you do, because everybody else is doing it. When they stop doing it, they'll also stop doing it. There's mitzvahs that go in trends. Today, some mitzvahs are very trendy. Everybody's doing these mitzvahs. Tomorrow, they're not going to be trendy. You're going to stop doing them. Tomorrow, all the mitzvahs, sometimes averus are trendy. Yeah, but that's what people do. In this guy's world, in Dodi's world, there's no rules. He lives on a planet less than 2 hours away. You can visit his planet. On his planet, there's no expectations. There's no social standards. There's no social pressures. He could do whatever he wants. I want to live on that planet. That's a planet I want to live on. How do you live on that planet? So somehow there's a planet that somehow, his planet, connects to our planet in the next couple days. Because in the next couple days, we're going to experience something. I'll describe it in the simplest way I could describe it. The Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Purim. The great Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Purim. One of the greatest Kiddush Shem Shemayim that we ever saw in history. That it was a whole v'nafochu. That the Jews were going to be destroyed and decimated. And it was v'nafochu that, hey look, that we came together and we were sholto and we ruled over our enemies. Our oivim sonehem. We ruled over enemies in a way that didn't make sense. It was absolutely illogical. It was unexpected. Esther was told to go in. She thought she's going to get killed. Mordechai was standing over here by the gate. It didn't make sense what he's standing around, inappropriate in sackcloth, right outside the Melech's gate. Ahasuerus couldn't fall asleep. Haman rose to the highest power and just fell off a cliff. The whole thing didn't make sense. The biggest Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Purim. Purim is a Shem Shemayim. It's a Kabbalah Satorah. The Mesiris Nefesh of Klai Yisrael to fast for 3 days, overturning the decree against us, the fall of Amalek, the rise of Kavod Yisrael. This whole thing happened. Everything, like the dream. It sounds like Mashiach is in the works. The whole thing happened. No mention of the Rabbanu Shalom. The perfect reality. And no mention of the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything exactly the way it's supposed to be. The world, the way it was supposed to be created, with all the pieces fitting into the puzzle, no mention of the Ribono Shalom. How does this happen? It's the opposite, exact opposite of what you expect. The whole glory of the Ribono Shalom, but the main event, the whole party is dancing around one figure, one central figure, and the central figure is not there. So I want to explain everything, and I want to explain drinking also. I think it's important to explain drinking. I'm not going to talk about drinking. Drinking is not for me. It's not my interest. It shouldn't be anybody's interest. It's a prat. It's a prat. And we're talking about a big klal. But in the big klal, the prat will help us understand the klal. So I want to tell you a very fascinating thing about Purim. It's about Shabbos. About this Shabbos. This Shabbos, we say a funny joke. I hold this is where Purim Torah has come from. Hashem made the first joke. A very funny joke. He said like this. He says, Zachar is asher asa lecha Amalek. He says, don't forget, remember what they did to you. Remember what they did to you. What these people did to you when you came out of Mitzrayim. You read what they did to you. Zachar is asher asa lecha Amalek. Baderech v'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Shekarcha baderech. Terrible things to you. It doesn't even say what they did. It just says, we assume they did terrible things. You have to read a little bit Chazal to find out what they did. And then at the end of the paragraph, just a few psukim, 3-4 psukim. Timcha ezecher Amalek. Destroy the whole memory of Amalek. Lo tishkach. Don't forget. Destroy the whole memory. Don't forget. Zachor, remember, and destroy the whole memory. This is like Purim Torah. I got to be drunk to understand this pasuk. The pasuk says, destroy the whole. Any memory you have of Amalek, get rid of that memory. And don't forget Amalek. You got to pick. You got to pick one. I can't do both. I'm going to remember Amalek, I'm going to forget Amalek. You can't tell me, forget Amalek, how are you going to forget Amalek? By remembering Amalek. This is Purim Torah. This is, I'm missing something here. How do you remember? And what does it mean, Timcha Zecher Amalek? It's not true. The Rambam Paskins. Rambam paskins in Hilchos Malachim, it's a diyuk, but it's a clear diyuk. If you read it explicitly, he doesn't say it explicitly, but it's a clear diyuk. Rambam talks about the Shiva Amamim and Amalek. And the Rambam paskins that when it comes to the seven nations, including, he says explicitly, including Amalek, if they want to be Ger Toshav, if they want to be Makabal on themselves, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, don't kill Amalek. Maduik in the Rambam also, they want to convert, they want to become a Ger Tzedek, don't kill Amalek. The Gemara Sanhedrin, everybody's familiar. Gemara said, "Mibnei Bonav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Bra." The great grandchildren of Haman, they were not just Yidden; they were very holy Yidden. Some Rishonim learned it was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, according to some, was the great 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 grandson of Haman. Timcha Zeicha Amalek. It could be a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav means they're not even converting; they're living on our soil as Amalek, a proud member of Amalek. He's Makabal himself. Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Leave him alone. Let him live. He wants to become a Jew, so his great-grandkids, they learn Torah Bnei Bra. So you tell me Timcha Zeicha Amalek, not even true. There's Amaleks, we're comfortable, very comfortable, inviting onto our soil, living in our neighborhoods, being friends with our kids. It's not Timcha Zeicha Amalek. Zeicha Amalek means anything that reminds you of Amalek, get rid of it. You don't want to have a smell of Amalek. It's not just a smell, it's a live guy walking around. He's an Amalekian guy. It's a mitzvah to decimate, to obliterate every trace of Amalek. But I want to tell you something. And this is what I want to tell you about drinking. Amalek could transform. The source of evil, the whole opposition in this world, to Kvod Shemayim, the whole opposition in this world, to the godless, to the Yizgadol, Yizgadosh of the Rabbanu Shalom. The whole opposition to this world, to everything that Hashem sees as pure, can find within himself, deep down within himself, a treasure of good and purity to transform and to rebuild himself. You could have a guy, a Molech, is a Chefza of Rishus, a Chefza of Ra, a Chefza of evil in this world. That everything that's good to the Rabbanu Shel Olam is bad to Amalek. Everything that's good to Amalek is bad to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And this guy, the root of all evil in this world, could find deep down, a treasure inside of him of pure gold. Of something so pure and so Kaddish that he could transform everything about him. From the evil and danger and the avarice and the atrocities and the disgusting filth, absolute filth of wine, absolute filth and destruction that alcohol brings to the world, from the absolute filth and destruction that brings to the world, there's an akuda pnimi, very pnimi, that not everybody can get there. Not everybody can get to this nakuda. There's an akuda deep pnimi in Amalek that somebody could get to and transform the whole Amalek. There's an akuda deep pnimi in alcohol, deep, very pnimi in alcohol, that if you get there, you'll find something so kadosh, so holy, so connected to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that a place where there's no trace and no remnant of the Rabbanu Shel Olam is where he resides. In the Megillah, where it doesn't mention his name, it's where he sits, where he lives. Bahastara Shebisocha Astara, in the hidden of the hidden, that you knew that you can't find him. In the filth of wine and alcohol, in the Ra of Amalek is a place of purity that doesn't exist anywhere else. That's Vinafochu. Vinafochu doesn't mean you shake things up and you go upside down. Vinafochu means inside out, but deep inside. Very deep inside, this is not a holiday of drinking. It's not a holiday of holilus v'sichlus. It's a holiday for a guy who understands that when he drinks achi yishtake v'yiradeh, that guy starts dreaming. That guy falls asleep. He's on a different plane. He's not on the same planet anymore. When you have a dream, you're upside down. You saw an uncle that you never had. Your mom's head was on your dad's body. It's a whole different planet. Whole different planet when you fall asleep. You get so drunk, you just fall asleep, and then you're not bound by the rules. The rules of this planet, all the norms and expectations and things you have to do because everybody else has to do, they all disappear. And v'nafochu, you can reach a makom pnimi inside yourself. That's me. The first time I discover me, not hololos. You take a drink and you start saying stupid things, leave the house. Stop drinking. Nobody invited you to drink at this party. It's not that kind of party. You take a drink. If you can, not everybody can. If you can, not everybody's mesugal. Not everybody can. Very mature, very refined, very sophisticated, very kadosh, very holy, very pure. You take a drink, and then you discover, you start to think, you start to discover a little bit, the walls start to collapse, and you think about yourself, what do I want to be? Who do I want to be? How come Dudi is not my role model? How come I don't want to follow in his footsteps? How come it's hard for me to commit to a lifestyle of purity, a lifestyle of greatness, a lifestyle will accomplish? Because you're bound. So get rid of the walls. So you take a little drink. Some people don't need. Some people need. You don't need. If you don't need. But some people need. You take a little drink and you test it out. See how it goes. Nobody has to. If you want to. But not hololos v'simchos. That's not this holiday. That's not this religion. This religion is very sophisticated. From a kibbutz built on values of secularism, that every person on the kibbutz's fridge is stocked with shrimp and pork. There's a guy, Dudi, on this planet, on a different planet, but somehow two hours away on a different planet. He saw in a kibbutz that's filled with shrimp and pork. That's all they have on the kibbutz. All they have is Chil Shabbos and Zilzul Torah Mitzvahs. That's all they have, the whole kibbutz. What are you offering this kibbutz? Oh, look at our flag, look at our motto, look at our slogan. What does the slogan say? We hate God. God is not welcome here. We're going to do every Avera as much as we can. We'll do it all together. We'll try to do all the love and things that the Gemara couldn't even dream of how bad a person could be. We're going to do all the Averas together. Hoodie's like, that's where I want to live. Oh, that's a beautiful place to live. Because he saw that deep, 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 deep. You could do a Venafohu anywhere. We're not doing Kiruv. Achdus. I care about Jews. And when you care about Jews, the world flourishes. The world grows. We're holding by a time now. They call this time March Madness. I like this nusach. I also call it March Madness. March Madness is a time in my world where you have a 12th seed, and suddenly from a 12th seed, somebody becomes a superstar. Every year it happens. There's always a 12th seed, sometimes 13, 14. You got to dig deep. Sometimes, some years they dig really deep. 12th is also deep. Sometimes they go to 16. They dig deep, real deep. And sometimes in the depth, you find a superstar in the 12th seed and the 15th seed. They get to the final four. Superstars are sprouting out of March Madness. That's Purim. Purim is March Madness. Most of us can only venture to such heights when, like the Rambam said, you're in a state of sleep. Where your mom's head is on your dad's body and everybody's upside down and the singing and the dancing, and it's like an alternate reality. That's the real world. A world with no bounds. A world where nothing can confine you. Because on Yom Kippur, we try to change bad into good. You did bad things, you try to change it. You do tshuva, you try to change bad things into good things. On Purim, it's much greater than Yom Kippur. On Purim, you go into Kerem Shalom, and you see the fridges stocked with shrimp and pork, and you see Rabbonu Shalom. You see the Chol Shabbos, and you say, deep in that Chol Shabbos, we're going to pull out the Rabbonu Shalom. You see the Zilzil of Torah Mitzvahs, and you see deep in there, you're going to pull out Torah Mitzvahs. Who could do that? Dudi. My friend Dudi can do that. He's doing it. You know who else can do it? Each guy in the room. Every guy in the room. If you're a Purim Yid. Dudi's by me a Purim Yid. He's a Yid who lives Purim all year long. His whole life is Purim. Purim is a world that there's nothing confining him. His ideals are his aspirations. His values are his behaviors. He lives according to what he knows is true. One day a year we could do that. But you got to reach deep. And sometimes a person is not so fond of certain parts of himself. A person is not so fond maybe of his surroundings. A person is not fond of different things going on in his life. In the Hastara Shebisoch Hastara, that's where the Rabbanu Shalom is. V'nafohu means, don't get it wrong, I just want to express one thing clearly. V'nafohu does not mean that things need to change drastically, things need to flip on their heads, everything needs to, what was yesterday is going to be the opposite tomorrow. V'nafohu doesn't mean that. Nafochu means just dig. Just dig, dig. When you dig, when you open, you dig. And wine could have such an effect. You don't need to. For sure not holeless, vesichless. But if you do wine, if you use the mechanism of wine, wine is used to dig, and you find something inside of yourself, inside of Klal Yisrael, inside of the nation, inside of the Ribono Shalom. You connect to the Ribono Shalom in a way. You find deep down inside. V'nafochu, bring that out. Don't let that stay in. V'nafochu, bring that out. That the inside comes out. We should all have on this Purim an inspiration. Not that it should stay on Purim. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not talking about it. I'm not going to mention it even. But just to say, without mentioning it even, nobody is drinking for holos and sichlis. If you want to drink for holos and sichlis, St. Paddy's is an amazing day. Go to St. Paddy. Don't blame holos and sichlis on the Kedushas Purim. Don't have the chutzpah, the azis to do such a thing, to blame holos and sichlis on the Kedusha of Purim. You want to blame it on somebody? St. Paddy, great excuse. Fantastic excuse. But a yeshiva bacher, learning a year in yeshiva, drink, do you want to drink on Purim? Adarabba, whatever you want to drink. As much as you want to drink. If you're going to v'nafochu, if you're going to dig, if you're going to find something, pnim, shebisocha, astara, you're going to pull out of there, it's going to become the new you. Not bound by anything in this world. Your values will become your behaviors. What you believe in is the way you're going to act. Everything that you think is MS is going to be you. V'nafochu. Amazing. That's Purim. The holiest hour. When the truth comes out, and you could find, you could become something that you never knew you could become, and you walk out of here, and you'll inspire other people, that they're not going to talk about duty. I talk about duty. It's my role model. And they're going to talk about you. Let them talk about you. Let them talk about how you live down the block, you live around the corner, and you live on a different planet. You're bound by none of their rules. You live a world, you live a life, you're only trying, you're only interested in one thing. Because there's only one thing. There's only one thing here. You try to connect, you try to get close. Emir Hashem on Purim, on Parsha Zachar, we should remember and don't forget, remember and don't forget. Remember and don't forget. Because if you forget, you'll never know that you could dig into Amalek. So don't forget, but remember. Remember that deep down in Amalek is also a Makom Kadosh V'Tahor Ad Me'od. And if it's true by Amalek, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, we should have a Kedusha of Purim, Kedusha of Shabbos Zachar, Kedusha of Purim Demukafin, 2 days Purim. Hashem should give us Siyata Dishmaya to do everything Kedas U'Kedin like it's supposed to be done. And we should have the experience, the process, and the result that the Ribono Shel Olam blessed us with. Amen.
Amen. Yeah,